Kentucky Derby Day. Sorry if we didn't mention that in sports. Post time this afternoon, 6:46 Eastern, Midway University, an hour's drive away from Churchill Downs to the east in the Kentucky Bluegrass. It's a small school with intense focus on horses. Many of the well-known thoroughbred farms have Midway graduates on staff, and NPR's Noah Adams visited.
Midway started back in 1849. It was called the Kentucky Female Orphan School. Now it's a co-ed university. And 35 horses are in the fields and barns on campus because 75 students are going after equine management degrees.
Horses can just really teach you a lot.
Allie Johnson is ending her sophomore year. She loves to ride Sophie in the indoor arena. Johnson plans to open her own farm to be able to teach kids about horses, certainly those with special needs like autism.
I love horses. I just get emotional about them because whenever I had a lot going on at home, my horse helped me through a lot of it because I would just always sit in the barn. I was supposed to be in the house after 10 at night, and I'd sneak out there and hang out with my horse until like midnight.
Over in a busy barn, somebody says, here's the first brave guy to sign up for the horse program. His name is Coy Lindsay. He's a rodeo fan and would like to start his own rodeo in Kentucky. Midway makes him think he could do it.
I did a full year of doing work in the barns, and then now I'm a manager. It's really helped me a lot in my managing techniques and becoming a better leader.
You have to at least be in khakis or dress pants. You do not have to be in a suit.
In a classroom, the professor Janice Holland is helping set up a student presentation. What should they wear? Holland advises barn professional. The students have been making posters for a symposium. Sarah Gatchell shows her idea to Beverly Garland.
It is a comparison of PMF devices, a breakdown of cytowave and biopulse.
Okay.
So it's long.
At a quieter place, one of Midway's barns in the rain, Hannah Warway does some careful sweeping. It's an assigned chore. She is a freshman from up near Ann Arbor, Michigan.
There's no equine anything in Michigan. We have Michigan State, but that's really an animal science rather than equine. So down here I found that they had a very hands-on program, and I'm a very hands-on kinesthetic learner.
Lately, Midway's had equine students from 15 states in South Africa and Zambia. And the school estimates that 80% of the current equine students have off-campus jobs. Renee Fawcett works 32 hours a week at a thoroughbred farm, sometimes helping with a birth.
I did get to witness one and help out with cleaning the foal off and everything like that and tying up the uterus so that it pulls out correctly.
All right, so we are doing two vaccines and dewormer for horse.
7 o'clock in the morning, students meet with Stephanie Keeley. She loves planning these classes, real freshman stuff, early in the day, and the idea is hands on the horse.
Remember when we are giving our injection, kind of fast like you're ripping off a Band-Aid, just, right? Just stick it in. Don't sit there and just stick it in, okay? Excellent.
Around this campus, with the barns and the fine spring grass, there's maybe some talk about the Kentucky Derby coming up today, but the true excitement, that's the graduation next Saturday on this campus in Midway, Kentucky. Noah Adams, NPR News.